Our last case of the day is number 12-3442, Thomas v. Hull House et al. Speakerphone. Mr. Duke, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for allowing me to appear.
That's okay. We're here too.
Okay, great. May it please the court. I represent the appellant, Mr. Thomas, and we have a clear mistake here, which the Attorney General of Indiana apparently agrees that appellant has established, as it explained in its notice to this court, that it did not see any basis on which to challenge the arguments raised in our brief. This lawsuit, which was brought to address persistent harassment by prison officials, has been dismissed without any review of the merits because of a determination that Mr. Thomas has three strikes under the Prison Litigation Reform Act.
Mr. Duke, I'm going to stop you. And the reason I'm going to stop you is we don't understand what you're saying. And the reason we don't understand what you're saying is I think you're on a speakerphone.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'll try to be clear. This is
it's muffled. It isn't that we don't it isn't that you aren't very intelligent. It's that are you on a speakerphone?
I am, but I don't have a handset available to me at the moment. It's hard. I am on a speakerphone, and it's the only option I have at the desk that I'm sitting at. If I'm not clear, I could call back on another line.
Would you be willing to do that, please?
Certainly. Can I speak to the clerk to get the number?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
I just can't get anything. Can you all understand?
Not very well. Okay. Yeah, it'd be better if we send a landline.
Oh, what a day. It's exhausting. So nice to have you all. Oh, thank you. It's nice to have you too. And you.
I remember Mark from the Shields case.
What?
I remember Mark from the Shields case.
Sure. I never let him leave me.
Yeah.
That was his punishment. That was his lifetime.
I'm sorry, is this better?
Oh, it's wonderful. Hi, Mr. Duke.
Hello. Again, I apologize for the technical problem.
Nope, no apology necessary. Go ahead.
So I'll restart. We have a clear mistake here, which the Attorney General of Indiana apparently agrees that appellant has established, as it explained in its notice to this court, that it did not see any basis on which to challenge the argument raised in our brief. This lawsuit, which Mr. Thomas brought to address persistent harassment by prison officials, has been dismissed without any review of the merits because of a determination that Mr. Thomas has three strikes under the Prison Litigation Reform Act and is no longer eligible for high fee debt. That three strikes determination was a mistake as a matter of law. Specifically, two of the three strikes identified by the district court were appeals that were dismissed for a failure to pay a required filing fee, and a failure to pay such a fee is not one of the three explicitly enumerated grounds on which a strike can be counted under the PLRA. In addition, under this court's decision in Bond, the denial of ISP status on appeal based on a bad faith certification also does not
Mr. Duke? Mr. Duke, I had one question. There was an August 16, 2013 order entered by the court in a case number 13-2233, Thomas versus Dushan Zataki. And in that opinion by the court, motion for leave to file and proceed on appeal in form of paupers was denied. And it set forth a number of cases where Mr. Thomas's appeals have been dismissed because they were frivolous and constituted strikes. A number of them were cases that were not cited by the trial judge, Judge Hamilton, or Judge Lawrence, but nor by you. Now, in fairness, this order came out after your brief was filed, but there are a number of Mr. Thomas is fairly prolific, and there are a number of decisions where his cases have been dismissed as frivolous, which would constitute strikes, even some before the enactment of the 28 U.S.C. 1915, but I believe it could be applied retroactively. So I don't know if you've had the benefit of looking at that order. It's August 16, 2013, and the case number is 13-2233. But it sets forth cases beyond the ones relied on by Judge Lawrence as cases that appear on their face, at least, to constitute strikes under the under Section 1915.
I was not I don't have that order in front of me, and I haven't had it. And as you said, I do know that there are other cases out there that weren't part of this record. And,
you did know or you did not know?
I did not know that this case, this decision, listing those.
Well, let me ask you this, because it is very problematic. I mean, would you like the opportunity to review the Zataki order and the strikes that are cited in it? Because if so, what we could do is give you the opportunity to do that, and then you could indicate to us whether you want to file a supplemental brief addressing those strikes.
Well, we would definitely take that option.
Why don't we give you 21 days to decide whether he has any colorable argument to make in light of those cases, and file that supplemental brief, and then we can decide what we should do at that point. How does that sound to you?
We will take that question.
How does that sound to you? Okay.
We'll do that. Yeah.
Then I don't. I think. Is there anything else you would want to say at this point? I don't want to cut you.
I don't want to cut. I had gotten through a good amount of what I was saying.
And did you get the site? It's Thomas versus Zataki, number 13-2233, and it's Seventh Circuit. August 16th, 2013, it's unpublished, and it cites six cases which would qualify as strikes. So how about, so in light of that, is there anything you would want to add?
No, we'll review that decision in.
All right, and we want to thank you for taking this case. I know, of course, you are appointed, and we're very appreciative that you have taken this case. And it's quite understandable that you didn't know about this. So, thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
21 days after you get the order. Okay. Oh, poor guy. Okay, well, this court is in recess. Go home. Go and do good. Okay. Oh, bye-bye.